Okay. On page Tezvav, we're in the middle of the Gemara, but we're going to start a few lines down. Let me just give a quick recap of what's going on. The Gemara started off with a new statement at the bottom of the last page. The Rabbi Bar Bochana said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. We know a rule that when a negative commandment is followed by a positive commandment, which is called Lav Hanitak La'asei, that the positive commandment rectifies and fixes the negative commandment, you don't get Malkus. So Rabbi Bar Bochana said the name of Rabbi Yechanan that if it's reverse, meaning the essay comes first, and then the Laisasa, meaning first comes the positive mitzvah, then the negative mitzvah, you get Malkus. That means if the positive mitzvah comes after the negative mitzvah, then you don't get whipped. But if it's in reverse, you get whipped. So they said to Rabbi Yechanan, did you say such a thing? You know, did you say such a thing? He said, no, I changed my mind. So Rabbi said, I swear that he said it, and it's a Mishnah, and it's a Pasuk, and the Gemara is saying, we have to understand why Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind. So we're in the middle of the Gemara, why Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind. Meaning, Rabbi Yechanan said a statement. If the essay comes first, then the loisasa, right, you get Malkus. If the positive comes first, followed by the negative, you did the negative, you get whipped. So the Gemara asked a question from the case of Einis. Einis means if a guy forced a woman, the Torah says you have to stay married to her. You have to marry her. You're not allowed to divorce her your whole life. So what comes first? The Torah says you must marry her. You cannot divorce her. Okay? And yet the halacha said that what happens if he divorced her? So if it's Yisrael, he can marries her back, and he doesn't get whipped. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yechanan had a problem with this. Over there it says he doesn't get whipped. But over there, what came first? First is the positive mitzvah, marry her, and then comes the negative commandment, don't divorce her. And over there, the Mishnah says, you don't get whipped. That seems to be contradictory, and the opposite of what Rabbi Yechanan said, that when there's a positive mitzvah first, followed by a negative mitzvah, such as, marry her, don't divorce her. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, if you're divorced, you should get whipped. Over there, the Braisa says you don't get whipped. That's where the Gemara is at now. So we're signing Amr Ula. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines in the top of Tezvav. Amr Ula said, Lo yomer lo yitzia li'isha ba'enis. I'm going to say outside now what the Gemara is going to do for the next few lines. And the Gemara is going to go into various ways of doing it. But basically, what the Gemara is going to do is switch it around. In the Chumash, first comes the positive mitzvah, then comes the negative mitzvah. What the Gemara is going to do is, we're going to switch it around. We're going to make the negative mitzvah before the positive mitzvah. And therefore, first you're transgressing the negative commandment, then you're having the positive mitzvah, and that's why you don't get Malkus. Now, how could we do such a thing? In the Chumash, it says, first the positive, then the negative. You know, it's not like guys over there, you can switch around the Torah whenever you want, you know. You don't like it this way, make it this way. No, I'm just saying you do. How can you switch around the Torah? So the Gemara is going to say as follows. The pasuk that says that you should marry her, you don't need. You don't need it. Because we can learn it out from a different place. Now, if you don't need it where it is, remember we learned last week there's a rule. If there's something and you don't need it where it is, put it where you do need it. We learned that last week. If you don't need a pasuk where it is, stick it where you do need it. Now, if I have a pasuk that says as follows, marry her, don't divorce her. If I don't need marry her, because I would not marry her anyway. So marry her is extra. Right? If it's extra, I don't need it. But where do I need it? Move it after the lav, after the negative commandment, to teach me a din that you won't get whipped. And that's what the Gemara is going to do. The Gemara is going to say, we don't need the first mitzvah, so let's put it where we do need it. Where do we need it? After the negative mitzvah. So therefore, what do we accomplish by this? There's a negative mitzvah, followed by a positive mitzvah, and that's why you don't get malchus. But if the positive mitzvah would be first, then you would get malchus. How does Ula do this? Ula says the following. The Yema, the Torah doesn't have to say, Leisiya Leisha Ba'enis. The Torah doesn't have to say that if a guy raped a woman, that he has to marry her. Why would he? I don't need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me you must marry her. I could learn it out from a different case. V'ligma mimetzi shemra. You can learn it out from another din that's called motzi shemra. What happened? Motzi shemra is the following case. A guy marries a woman who is officially a psula, virgin, and he comes the next day after the wedding to Bezdin, and he says, what do you mean? It's not true. It's not true. She's not a virgin. So the din is, if the husband is wrong, what is he doing? He's motzi shemra. He's speaking something bad about his wife. By the way, what is he saying? He's saying that she became a non-basula after they had kedushin already. Then he's saying she committed adultery. So if it's not true, so the Torah says you got to marry her for life. Now, which one is worse? Spreading false rumors about a woman or raping her? Obviously, raping her is worse. So if the Torah says by rumors, you have to marry her. So for sure, if you raped her, for sure you have to marry her. That means the pasuk that says by raping, marry her, you really don't need. Because I can learn it out from Motzi Shemra. Because Motzi Shemra says, marry her, even though he didn't do an action, all he did was words.
Motzi Shemra is slander?
Slander. That's what he says. Let's see it inside. Amar Ula. Ula said, V'yayim alesi Elisha ba'enis, you don't have to say the pasuk, marry her. By the case of rape, V'ligma mi Motzi Shemra, and you can learn it out from Motzi Shemra. Meaning, Ma Motzi Shemra, what if Motzi Shemra, the defamer, the false accusations. Shalei asa maisa. He didn't do an action. All he did was verbally said she committed adultery. He didn't do an action. Yet, Amar Rachmana the Torah says, v'lei sihi yali isha. He have to marry her. So anus, in a case of anus, where a guy did an action, he mamish defiled her, for sure he has to marry her. So v'lama namar, so why does the Torah say by rape, marry her, if I would learn it out from a different pasuk anyway? So the Gemara says, im ein inyan lefanov, if it's not needed for first, me marry her, so then move it, that they say glue and paste, what is this thing? Cut and paste. You take the pasuk of before that says marry her, which I really don't need because I could learn it out from a different pasuk, and put it, paste it, after the lav. That was his question. In the olden times, a woman that was raped, nobody wanted to marry. She was ruined goods. She doesn't want to stay alone. That's in the olden times, that was the... Regretfully so. Regretfully, but you know what? She had a roof over her head. She had food to eat. She had parnasa. What would she do? The fathers weren't going to support her. It's a whole different social structure. Sure, well, the Torah says, obviously it happened. Most cases of the Torah. I don't know. Yeah, the Eishes Yifas Taya, yeah. Over there was a non-Jew. This is being a Jew. So now he says, it may in you the fun of. So if you don't need it before, to nail the inyan achlif, put it after the negative commandment. So in other words, what do you have? Instead of having a positive mitzvah followed by a negative, now you have the negative first, followed by the positive that you stuck after. So that's why you don't get malchus. But Rabbi Yechanan would hold that if the positive mitzvah comes first, then you would get malchus. In other words, it's a very simple concept that we have to understand over here. When the Torah says, don't steal, okay, that's a classic example. Don't steal, give back what you stole. The positive mitzvah fixes the negative mitzvah. Okay? If the Torah would say, don't divorce her, marry her, the marrying her would fix the divorcing her. If the Torah says, don't divorce her, marry her, which means, if you're living with a woman, and the Torah tells you you're not allowed to divorce her, and you did, you can fix it. How can you fix it? By remarrying her. Right? You stole, the Torah says, don't steal. The Torah said, but if you do steal, give back what you stole. So what happens? Basically, you're fixing the negative by doing a positive. Right? The opposite way, though, is different. If the Torah says, marry her, don't divorce her. So the marrying her is not fixing the don't divorce her. Positive. Don't divorce her. So what's coming first? Marrying her comes first. So marrying her is not fixing the don't divorce her, because it's coming first. So Rabbi Yechon says over there you would get whipped. The Brice over there says, in the case of marriage, don't divorce her, you don't get whipped. So Ullah explains, because what we're actually doing is glue and pasting. We're taking the positive mitzvah from before the negative that you don't need where it is, because I already learned from somewhere else that he has to marry her, and then putting it where I do need it, to tell me something new. What new thing do I need? That this is a negative commandment, don't divorce her, fixed by the positive mitzvah of marrying her, and that's over there why you don't get whipped. That's providing, though, that we can learn out rape from Meitzi Shemra, that if Meitzi Shemra has to marry her, for sure the anus, I mean the guy that raped has to marry her. So the Gemara is now going to ask a question on Nula. You can't learn out rape from Meitzi Shemra. In other words, if you want to learn out A from B, A has to be stricter than B. Okay? You want to learn out A from B. So, if B has this din, A, which is stricter, for sure has the din. That's the concept of Kal Vachomer. What happens if I show you, though, that B is stronger than A? You want to learn out if B has this din, A for sure does. Because A is stricter. What happens if I show you no, B is stricter than A? Can you learn out A from B? You can't. The Gemara is saying, we learn out Meitzi Shemra, I'm sorry, anus, rape, from Meitzi Shemra. That if Meitzi Shemra, which is lesser evil, you have to marry her, anus rape, which is a more severe issue, for sure you have to marry her. So the Gemara says, no, I will show you that Meitzi Shemra is stricter than rape, than anus. Why? Akati Ainis Meitzi Shemra Ligamit. The Gemara says you can't learn out Ainis from Meitzi Shemra. Why not? The Ikele Mifrach, because you can refute it as follows. The Meitzi Shemra Shekain Loike Umeshalim. By you it's 15:8:2. Meaning, Meitzi Shemra is a double punishment. The guy get malchus and he pays. Okay? He has no, the rapist only gets a fine and no malchus.
Onus.
Aleph, Vav, Nun, Samach. Meaning as follows. Logically, Enes is worse than Meitzi Shemra. Meitzi Shemra, the guy just verbally says she committed adultery. Enes is an action of that he did to her. Okay? So logically, Enes is stricter than Meitzi Shemra. So the Gemara is saying, if Meitzi Shemra, you have to marry her, Enes, for sure you have to marry her. With a simple logic. The Gemara says, Meitzi Shemra is stricter than Enes. If you rape a woman, you have to marry her and pay a fine and that's it. You don't get whipped. If you Meitzi Shemra, you marry a woman, and you come along and say she's not a psula because she committed adultery, you have to marry her, you get a fine, and you get malchus. So which one's stricter?
She's not psula, she's not a virgin. Because
yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, right. Not that he has to marry her, he has to stay married to her, right? Yeah, it's not that much money. $50, I mean. No, the olden times, 50 shekel kes was a lot of money. No, Chamishim Shekel is a lot of money. So the Gemara is answering, you want to learn out Enes from Meitzi Shemra, but you can't learn out Enes from Meitzi Shemra. Why? Because Meitzi Shemra is harder than Enes. Because look at the punishment. Meitzi Shemra, you get Malchus, plus a fine, plus you got to marry her. Enes, you pay money and marry her, but there's no Malchus. So therefore, you can't learn out loy sihi yaliisha that he has to marry her. That to say that the pasuk by Enes is extra. And if it's extra, stick it where you need it instead of the beginning. You put it afterwards. The Gemara says you can't do that. Because I can't learn out Enes from Meitzi Shemra. So I need it where it is. It's not extra anymore. So the Gemara answers, okay. Let's do it in reverse. Ella, let it not say leisia leisha b'meitzi shemra. The other Gemara is going to go like this. Let's do it the opposite way. Meitzi shemra says marry her, and Enes says marry her. Now, meitzi shemra is stricter than Enes, we just got through saying. Because this gets fined, and malchus, okay? Now, the Gemara says, you know what? Forget it. Let's do it reverse. Say marry her by rape. And by Meitzi Shemra, don't say marry her. And I would learn out Meitzi Shemra from Enes. That what? If Enes, where you don't get Malchus, you have to marry her. Meitzi Shemra, where you get Malchus also, so it's stricter, for sure you have to marry her. Right? So now, the pasuk that says marry her by Meitzi Shemra is extra. Because we learned that out from Enes. If I don't need a pasuk by Meitzi Shemra, stick it by Enes after the negative commandment, and then you'll have a negative followed, the positive followed by a negative. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to do is a very simple procedure. I mean, if I would have a blackboard, it would be so much easier. But the procedure, no, really, because in a blackboard, what? In a blackboard, it's very simple. Basically, we're trying to get a concept that Enes, the rape story, should be a case of lav followed by an eser. And that's where you don't get malchus.
What's love?
The negative commandment followed by a positive mitzvah, that's where you don't get whipped. Now, but the problem is in the Chumash, it says first the positive, then the negative. So what the Gemara is trying to do is to find a positive mitzvah that you have to marry her and stick it after the negative commandment. So how are we doing this? First, we're taking the positive mitzvah of Enes, of rape itself. Because really, rape, you can learn out from Meitzi Shemra. So I don't need the pasuk by Enes. If I don't need the pasuk by Enes before, put it after. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that because one is stricter than the other. So let's go the reverse. We don't need the pasuk by Meitzi Shemra. Because Meitzi Shemra I learn out from anus, from the rape. But if I don't need the pasuk by Meitzi Shemra, let's put it where I do need it. Where do I need it? After the negative commandment by rape. That's why, in the case of anus, you're not going to get malchus. But, in a normal case, where a positive mitzvah is first, and it's followed by a negative mitzvah, you would get malchus. That's what the Gemara is doing. But now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going back to the same question we asked before. Now you want to learn out anus from Meitzi Shemra, because Meitzi Shemra is stricter, because you get malchus also, but you can't look at it that way either. Because anus is stricter, Meitzi Shemra. Because anus rape, you did an action. And Meitzi Shemra, you didn't do an action. So in other words, each one has a strictness that the other one doesn't have. What are we trying to do? We're trying to learn out anus from Meitzi Shemra. Anus from Meitzi Shemra. Right? That the pasuk is extra. We're trying to learn out that the pasuk is extra. Right? So the Gemara says, why can't I learn out? There's a pasuk that says, marry her by Meitzi Shemra. There's a pasuk that says, marry her by rape. And the Gemara is going to try to figure out, what are those psukim are extra? Because I can learn out anus from Meitzi Shemra, or Meitzi Shemra from anus. So if I have two psukim, but I can learn both things out from one, so why do I need two psukim? So one's extra, right? So I'm going to stick it where I want it. After the negative commandment. Okay? The Gemara says, but you can't learn out either from either. If I want to learn out A from B, or B from A, but A has a strictness that B doesn't have, and B has a strictness that A doesn't have, right? I can't learn out either from either. It's very logical. If I want to learn out A from B, that I could only learn out A from B if A is stricter than B. And I say, if B is this din, A, which is stricter, for sure has the din.
This is the only two cases where you have to marry a woman?
Yeah. One second ago. They're both in the Chumash. There's two cases when the Torah says you must marry the woman whether you like it or not. One is the anus case, and the other case is Meitzi Shemra. Okay? Basically, the Torah says you messed up this woman. Okay? You can't just let her go fly a kite and stay messed up her whole life. You messed her up.
What does it do jail? I don't understand.
There's no jail in Torah. Let's say, there's no jail in Torah. The Torah says, very simply, you messed this woman up. Take care of her. That's it. It's logic. I mean, it's menschlichkeit, so to speak. Okay. Now, what? Yes, but by Meitzi Shemra, the pasuk also says, stay married. Right.
What's the deal with it?
One second. The Torah says, obviously, he married her. It doesn't say you have to marry her. It says, "V'leisi ali isha." She has to stay your wife, and then the Torah says you can't send her away. Okay? But
the positive
mitzvah is again marry her. Now,
marry her.
Both psukim have something in common. Both dinim. A guy and a guy. Okay? Bottom line is, both cases are very similar. Man messed up woman. Okay? Whether it's this case or this case, bottom line, man messed up woman. In both cases, the Torah says, you have to either marry her or stay married to her, and you're not allowed to divorce her. The Bryce, the Mishnah, whatever that is over there, it's a Bryce. The Bryce says, if you divorced her, you don't get Malchus. If you marry her.
If you remarry her.
Now, the Torah doesn't say, though, don't divorce her, remarry her. That makes sense. The Torah says first, marry her, don't divorce her. So why isn't she getting Malchus?
He.
I mean, he, I'm sorry. Why isn't he getting Malkus?
Because he can't rectify it.
But the question is, he can't rectify it because you can't rectify with a mitzvah because the Torah is not giving you the mitzvah. The mitzvah is before the negative commandment. So we're trying to figure out, according to Ula's concept over here in the Gemara, we're trying to get this positive mitzvah moved. Instead of being before the negative mitzvah, we're trying to get it after the negative mitzvah.
Is it in order so that we can rectify? Is that the idea? Is the concept now then be able to rectify?
Right.
The end result,
the end result is because by having the positive mitzvah after the negative mitzvah, you are doing a mitzvah to rectify what you messed up. We want to end off with a positive mitzvah. But the problem is, in the Torah, that's not what it says. Now, you can't just move psukim around. The only way you could move a pasuk around, according to Torah rules, is if you don't need it where it is, then you can move it to somewhere else. Even if not, we're going to learn later in Gemara, even if it's not at all common, but you don't need it where it is, let's find a place where we do need it. Huh? No. You can only move it to one place. One law per pasuk. No, really, one law per pasuk. That's the rule. Now, we're trying to figure out how can I, 1 second. I'm trying to figure out, I have to get an extra positive mitzvah, marry her. I need an extra one to put it where I want to put it, to follow the negative commandment. That you fix the negative commandment of not divorcing her by doing a positive mitzvah. But I gotta find an extra pasuk. Right? That's the problem. I need an extra pasuk. So Ula comes up with a brainstorm initially and says, you know what? I have a great idea. This pasuk by rape itself is extra. Why is it extra? Because we can learn it out from Meitzi Shemra. Because if Meitzi Shemra, where the guy didn't do any action, he has to stay married to her. So if a guy raped her, for sure he has to marry her. So therefore he says, oh, I got an extra pasuk. The pasuk that says, marry her by Einus, I don't need. Because I can learn it out from Meitzi Shemra. If Meitzi Shemra didn't do an action and he has to marry her, where a guy messed her up with an action, for sure he has to marry her. Right? So it's extra. So the question is great, but there's one problem. You can't learn out einus, rape, from Meitzi Shemra. Why not? Because Meitzi Shemra is stricter than rape. Why is it stricter than rape? Because the punishment is malchus, fine, plus you're stuck with her. By einus, you only have two things, fine, I mean money, geld, and marry her. There's no malchus. So which one's stricter? Meitzi Shemra stricter. So how could you learn out one from the next? So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? Let's do it reverse now. Let's learn out Einus from Meitzi Shemra. Because if Meitzi Shemra is so... Yeah. If Meitzi Shemra... The Torah says you have to marry her. No, I'm sorry. Einus. Forget. Yeah, we're going to learn out Einus. Einus for Meitzi Shemra. That means the Torah doesn't need the pasuk by Einus. And let's learn it out for Meitzi Shemra. If Meitzi Shemra is so strict. No. Well, I'm saying right, but let's leave it. The Gemara says we're going to learn out now. Let's have the pasuk marry her by Einus, and not by Meitzi Shemra. Let's do reverse. Keep the pasuk by Einus, by rape, but get rid of it by Meitzi Shemra. We don't need it. Why? Because if Einus, which is not so severe, there's no malchus. The Torah says you got to marry her. So by Meitzi Shemra, where the Torah says you even have malchus, for sure you have to marry her. So Gemara says, no, there's still a problem. Because Einus has something Meitzi Shemra doesn't have. That you did an action. And Meitzi Shemra, you didn't do an action. What is Gemara basically saying? You can't learn out Einus from Meitzi Shemra. You can't learn out Meitzi Shemra from Anus. Right? So I need each pasuk where it is, so I don't have an extra pasuk. If I don't have an extra pasuk, I can't dump it where I want. If I have an extra pasuk, I can put it later. But if it's not extra, because I can't learn out Anus from Meitzi Shemra, or Meitzi Shemra from Anus, because each one has a strictness that the other one doesn't have. One is strictness that did an action, the other one didn't. This one has a strictness that you get Malkus and this one doesn't. So you can't learn out Meitzi Shemra from Anus. So therefore I need each pasuk where it is, and if I need each pasuk where it is, I'm not able to learn out one from the next. I don't have an extra pasuk. If I don't have an extra pasuk, I can't stick it afterwards. So what's the problem now? So now the problem is, Meitzi, by Anus, is first the positive mitzvah. Then the negative mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yechanan's rule, you should get Malkus. But the Braisa says you don't. That's the problem we're still facing. So we have a problem figuring it out.
What did he do? What's the scenario?
Scenario like this. In the olden times, they didn't have chuppahs like we have today. Meaning, when you do a chuppah today, the husband gives the ring
in the
chuppah, which is called the kedushin. Our chuppahs have two parts. Well, engagement is an English word that's really not right. Because it's betrothal, it's not engagement. Our chuppahs have two parts, and that's why you read the ksuba. But you know why you read the ksuba under a chuppah? The read the ksuba is really worthless. It's a financial document that the husband gives to the wife. What do you have to read it for? The reason you read a ksuba is to separate between the two parts of the marriage. You need a break. So what's the break? You read the ksuba. What is two parts of marriage? In the olden times, it was done 12 months apart. It was done 12 months apart. Meaning, in the time of the Gemara, if you went over to a woman and you wanted to marry her, okay, but you didn't want to marry her yet, you just want to make her forbidden for the world, okay, you gave her a ring in front of two witnesses. It said, "Areat mekadashasi betabazu kadasmeishav Yisrael." Period. What did you accomplish by that? The woman is married to you for all practical purposes, except you can't live with her. Meaning, if that woman commits adultery, she gets killed. But you can't live with her yet because you didn't have a chuppah. Chuppah permits the husband to live with the wife. One second. Kedushin makes Edison is basically that it, she becomes forbidden, or rather, she becomes designated for him, and therefore she's forbidden to live with anybody in the world. When? Sure. In this week's Pasha. By the way, we learned it out in this week's Pasha. When Eliezer came to Rivka, and he said, "I want to marry the girl," they said, "We have to ask the girl. In the Shalas Pia, we have to ask her." If a man comes over to a woman and gives her a ring in front of two witnesses, she's not married. She has to agree. A get in the olden times, a guy was able to give his wife a get in her hand, she didn't even know about it, and that's it, finished. Today you can't, because thanks to Rabbeinu Gershom, his name was. But in the time of the Gemara, you could throw a get at your wife and she's divorced. He's the guy that said you can't marry two wives. Yeah, he did a lot of interesting things, huh? Yeah, but it's extended. Now. No, the Chacham extended it. It was over not long ago, by the way. Now, why don't we do that today? Oh, Fitz, let me explain to you why they did it in those days. In those days, they didn't have what's called caterers. They didn't have bridal stores where you go in and buy a gown. The old times, you wanted to make a wedding. You had to make your own clothing. You had to make your own food. So the Chachamim said, a psula they gave 12 months to get married. By the way, if a guy made kedushin and the wedding date is set for 12 months later and he doesn't marry her, he has all the legal obligations of supporting her anyway. Because according to law, he was supposed to marry her and support her. You didn't marry her, the Chum said, you know the boy chick, you're going to support her.
It starts a year later or right away?
Right away after the year.
Support her.
No, by the chuppah. When you do kedushin, all you're basically doing is forbidding her for anybody else in the world. She's designated for you. The financial responsibility to supporting your wife, marrying her, I mean living with her and everything, that starts in the chuppah. If the time of the chuppah came, and the guy says, you know, I'm not ready yet, I'm not interested yet, tough luck, Bezdin would make you support the wife. Yeah. Once Kedushin is done, you change your mind, she's a full-fledged married woman for all aspects except you can't live with her. So therefore, if you wanted to break up, you needed Mama Shiget. And she cannot marry a Kohen afterwards because she's a divorcee and the works. Because of that problem, today we do everything under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, we do Kedushin because hopefully by then, if she's not going to change, you hope she won't change her mind under the chuppah. Even though it happened already, but you still. So what we do today is do everything together, okay? Meitzi Shemra, 1 second. Meitzi Shemra, this defamer, for whatever defamer, the case is as follows. Don't forget, they did kedushin already 12 months ago. She was not allowed to marry anybody. Comes the day after the wedding, he comes to Bez and says, "Hey, she's not a virgin." And not only that, he's saying that she committed adultery after I did kedushin with her. In other words, she committed real adultery. That's what the guy's saying. It's not a case today you live with a girl and say, oh, by the way, she's not a virgin. I mean, that's not this case of Meitzi Shemra. Meitzi Shemra is you're saying she's not a psula because she committed adultery after the kedushin. Okay? So the burden of proof is obviously on the husband to prove that she committed adultery. What happens if he can't prove it? So now he defamed her. He defamed her. He says she committed adultery. So now the Torah says, listen, boy chick, you defamed her. So no, you know what you're going to do now? Number one, you're stuck with her for life. You can't divorce her. Number two, you have to pay a fine of money. And number three, we're going to whip you. It depends how old the girl is. In the old times, the girls used to marry very young, before 12. So then the money went to the father. Yeah, whatever. What? I don't know. He didn't know. And then he said, now I understand. I suspect it from before. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Any of the cases, it's all the same din. Now, Meitzi Shemra gets a stricter punishment than rape. But he didn't do any action. Speech is not action. If I say I'm going to kill you, I don't get killed. If I kill you, I get killed. If I say I'm going to kill you, I don't get killed. Right? You'll get punished for speech. For Lashon Hara, you also don't get punished. You don't get Malkus.
Shaming is likened to murder, no?
Yeah, but you still don't get Malkus because he didn't do an action. From the opposite side, Einus, rape, you did do an action. But from the other side of the coin, Meitzi Shemra has a bigger punishment than Einus. Right? So the Gemara tried learning out one from the next to get this extra pasuk involved. Right? To put it where we want. The problem the Gemara says, meanwhile, we don't have an extra pasuk because I can't learn out anus for Meitzi Shemra. I can't learn out Meitzi Shemra from anus. And if I need each pasuk where it is. And if I need it where it is, it's not extra. And if it's not extra, I can't put it after if the Torah says it's before.
The problem is, the Brisa says
that if the guy divorced her and remarries her, he doesn't get whipped. But over there, the positive mitzvah comes before the negative commandment. And according to Rabbi Yechanan's rule, you should be getting whipped. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, okay, now the Gemara is going to say something that really most of you guys mentioned before. By Meitzi Shemra, the Torah says, he should be his wife. She should be his wife. Yeah? So like all you guys asked, that, what do you mean she, you married already? He married her, what do you mean she'll be his wife? That part of it is extra. To tell a married guy she should be your wife, yeah, she is your wife already. The rapist that didn't marry her yet, the Torah says marry her. But you can't say, and a guy that married his wife, yeah, marry her. So the Gemara says, let the Torah not say the pasuk of you should be his wife. I mean, she should be your wife. It's already your wife. You married her. So therefore, lama namar, so now it's an extra pasuk. So main inyan l'meitzi shemra. Again, so the Gemara is going through the same spiel. If I don't need it for meitzi shemra because it's already his wife, put it where I do need it. Where do I need it? By anus. By anus before I don't need it because I already have a pasuk by anus before the lav. Right? By anus I still have the pasuk. So put it afterwards. So therefore, what is it? It's a negative mitzvah rectified by a positive mitzvah afterwards, and that's why you don't get malchus. But the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Because if I have an extra pasuk by meitzi shemra, right? Why am I sticking it by anus? Why don't I keep it by meitzi shemra? By meitzi shemra it says, marry her, don't divorce her. Yeah. Now, by meitzi shemra, I don't need to tell me marry her because you married already. So it's extra. So where really should I put it? Afterwards by the same mitzvah. Which means meitzi shemra shouldn't get whipped. Because he has a positive mitzvah following the negative mitzvah. How does his own mitzvah? Why are you sticking it by anus if I need it by itself first? So the Gemara says, Enoch Enami. You're right. That's what we do. So the Gemara says, Va'esa anus v'gamer mine. Okay, so you know what we do now? What we're going to do is like this. We're going to learn out, Meitzi Shemra, that what the pasuk before goes to after. So meitzi shemra, you don't get malchus. Because it's the negative followed by the positive. So then the Gemara says, we're going to learn out anus from meitzi shemra. So the Gemara is going to ask, again you can't learn that out because one each one's stricter than the next. The Gemara says, but my God, I mean, how are you going to learn that out? Im gavachemer, ibe b'mamertzinu. You're going to learn now stam either because of a kavachemer or stam a comparison. The Gemara says, but ikal amivri, you can refute it like we did before. Mala meitzi shemra, sheken layasa maisa. Meitzi shemra didn't do an action. Einus did, so how can you learn out one from the next? Okay, so it says as follows. Alam rava rava answers a do. After all this headache, the Gemara answers a new answer. Amar rava rava says as follows. Kol yamav b'amud v'hachzer. But basically he says like this. The Torah says, and listen to the, just the wording of the pasuk, by the rapist, by anus. Excuse me, where's the time to call? It's going to be here at 9 o'clock. Okay. Okay, take a seat, make yourself at home. By the case of anus, the Torah says as follows. You have to marry her, and listen to the pasuk. You have to marry her. You can't send her away all your days. Why does the Torah have to say all your days? The Torah could have said, marry her, la yuchel l'shalcha, you can't send her away, period. What does kol yamav mean, all your days? So Rav is saying, you know what kol yamav is? It's a positive mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah that if you divorced her, all your days you have a mitzvah of remarrying her. He makes it very simple. Very simple. He makes it very simple. He says, you're telling me there's only a positive mitzvah before the negative mitzvah. There's another positive mitzvah you didn't know about. What's the positive mitzvah? The Torah says, kol yom of all your days. What does all your days mean? You can't divorce it, period. What do you mean, all your days? What the Torah is saying, don't divorce her. But kol yom of all your days, if you did, you have a mitzvah to remarry her. So then you have a positive mitzvah following the negative mitzvah.
And that's okay. That
yeah, then it's fine. So what you really have is positive, negative, positive. The Torah says marry her. Then the Torah says don't divorce her. Then the Torah says call Yamav, that if you did divorce her, marry her. So it's, one second. So it's not that if you remarry her, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah by remarrying her, which is a positive mitzvah, and therefore, like we learned, anytime there's a negative mitzvah followed by a positive mitzvah, where the positive mitzvah rectifies the action of the negative mitzvah you did, you're not going to get malchus. What?
What happens if he divorced her and she went and got married?
Then he would get whipped.
But all
that's the next piece of Gemara, by the way. Yeah. The next piece of Gemara, one second. The next piece of Gemara is going to discuss, and I'm just going to start it. There's a piece of Gemara before that, but when the Torah says a positive mitzvah, which rectifies the negative commandment, that you don't get whipped, what does that mean? I'll give you an example. Let's go back to the classic example. Don't steal, give back what you stole. So the Torah says, it's negative followed by a positive, you don't get whipped, right? No malchus. Now what does that mean? There's two ways of approaching this. One way of looking at it is, listen, you stole, Beis Din says to you, listen, you stole, give it back. If you don't do it immediately, you're going to get whipped. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, no. I can give back the money in a year, in 2 years. It's still feasible for me to give it back. As long as it's possible for me to give it back, I can get whipped. When could I get whipped? If it becomes impossible for me to give it back. The lost money is lost. The mother bird got killed in the case of the bird and the mother. So there's an argument in the Gemara coming up between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, a very famous argument about the whole concept of lava nitik lasei, of a negative mitzvah followed by a positive mitzvah. The positive mitzvah rectifies the negative mitzvah, that you don't get whipped. What does that mean? Is that an immediate concept? Bezdin says, do the mitzvah or else. Or as long as you have an ability to do the mitzvah.
How much time do you have? Oh,
that's the argument. According to one opinion, until you die. Or according to what? No, he gave a case. Because if the man divorces the wife and she married somebody else, then it's impossible for him to remarry her. So that he would get whipped as soon as she married somebody else. Where he couldn't remarry her anymore.
Huh? That's how she gets back.
Yeah, but the question is, she wanted to do that. She wants to get back at him. That I understand. The question is that the way to go about doing it? What?
All his days. Is that a part of the original pasuk from Torah?
Lo yuchal lo shalcha kol yomav. You
that,
can't in that part, the original pasuk. Yes,
Torah,
but the Gemara thought kol yomav is not a mitzvah.
Right.
Rav is coming along now and saying Kol Yomav becomes a mitzvah. Because Kol Yomav is extra. If the Torah says marry her and don't divorce her, what does the Torah mean? For a week, don't divorce her. The Torah means don't divorce her. What does it mean Kol Yomav? So Rav says Kol Yomav is two words telling me that in case you did divorce her, all your days you have a mitzvah of undoing what you did. Now, we learned before in the Gemara, if he's a Kayin, where he can't marry her, he's going to say he's going to get malchus right away because he can never rectify it because he can't remarry her. He can't remarry his own divorcee.
So then he's broken the next positive.
Yeah, but positive means you don't punish. But a Kayin in that case, the Brisa said before you get malchus right away.
He doesn't even get to that.
No, because the second he divorces her, he's done. Because he transgressed a negative mitzvah that he can't fix. Because he can't marry her again. The only problem is that the Gemara is going to say this is not similar to a normal lav. So, but that's a little piece of...